God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Apostle William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. Yes, glad to be back on the line today, live and ready to go in. God bless you. Well, let us go to the Lord for a word of prayer and see what the Lord has to say for us today. How about that? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your increase of your anointing. We thank you, God, Jesus, that you're sending your anointing to destroy every yoke of every enemy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. We pray, God, in the name of Christ Jesus, that you be satisfied with the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, that it may be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our Lord and are our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, we appreciate you, and we pray, God, that you open up our eyes, our hearts, our minds, and our ears in the name of Christ Jesus. We thank you for your blood, and we thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus. And we pray that everything that we do glorify you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We're back on the line, live and in living color. And today we want to be talking about coming out from and going into. How about that? Coming out from and going into. Knowing that fear and pride and arrogancy and, oh, God, the hindrance of life, they come to hold us back and, you know, they want to bog us down and stop us. You know, they seem like when God commissions us and tells us to do something and go somewhere or he has a mandate for our lives, it's like when the enemy gets it, as we get it, oh, Jesus, it seems like all hell and chaos break loose. But how many times, how many people know that, oh, Jesus, that when the God gives you something, there's no way in hell, Jesus, or in heaven, if the devil could, God, allow it not to be challenged in any kind of way. All it seems like all type of chaotic things just happen all around you. Oh, Jesus, but how many know that when you have a promise from God, thank you, Jesus, when you have a promise from God, the promise cannot be stopped because God has already said it is yea and amen. Oh, God, I'm so inclined and in tune in my spirit. Oh, God, to know that God is just so wonderfully pristine in all of his doing. Thank you, Jesus. He hides and shrouds the thing that he gives and has for us in what we call a mysterion or a mystery. He hides them in his hand, and he puts God around the promise and the individual that he has promised something to. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. And the only thing he's asking us to do is wait on the promise. Oh, God. Though it tarry just a little while. Oh, Jesus. Though it waits and just this is just held up just a little while. Sometimes, oh, God, we get impatient and we want to run the race before we can even see, oh, God, the race and how it's going to end. We want to already be able to say that we won. But, oh, Jesus, but a lot of times God stops us in the midst of our tracks and shows us what we're doing wrong, but we don't want to accept it. Thank you, God. But God is putting us in a place where, oh, God, we're now have to be like on the backside of a desert. Thank you, God. So you see, a lot of times we have to be put in a wilderness place. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but let me read just a little bit. Come on, let's go to Genesis, the 12th chapter. Oh, Jesus, Genesis, the 12th chapter. Beginning at the very first verse, I'm going to probably read maybe four verses, five verses of this. Yeah, he said, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you or show thee. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will be blessed. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they Cain. Thank you, Jesus. And I will go on to verse 6. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem and unto the plain of Moriah. And the Canaanite was in the land. Then we want to skip over just a little while. We want to skip over just a little bit. I want to go to Exodus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, the 14th chapter. Yeah. Let's go, oh, God, the 13th and 14th. He said, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. How long? Forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The word of God for the people of God. Now, it's kind of like a prophetic message today. I kind of want to deal with where you are in the sense that Satan has told you that you cannot do it and that God is going to stop and reverse, oh God, the blessing and turn it into a curse. But I was told in Nehemiah what God said when he was telling the Gibeon, he said, well, look, you got to understand, oh God, he said, oh, whatever God has blessed, I cannot curse. Whatever God has cursed, I cannot bless. See, you can't expect for God to bless you shacking and living in, oh God, with this man or with this woman, and you know that you ain't married to that individual. You can't expect God to bless. Oh God, you going down to the casino, spending all of your, oh God, tithe money, going down there, spending all of your bill money. You tell some Lord, I need a blessing. No, God ain't in that mess because God ain't going to try to do that blessing. Thank you. But you got to understand. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I'm trying to pull you out of something, from out of something into something great. Thank you, God. I have a place that I have prepared for you. But all I'm asking you to do is take your charge and take the stand and just go. Jesus, he came to Abram and began to talk to him. And Abram, like a lot of us, you know, in our minds, God, I'm the least of these. I ain't nobody great. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just somebody standing by the wayside, get my chill on. I ain't no looking to be called for nothing great or nothing fantabulous or anything like that. But God said, no. It ain't that you were so great. It ain't that you were so smart. It's not that you were so beautiful. It's not that you were so intelligent. It's not that you were so brilliant, even. Oh, God. It's not that you were so fine or you were so vivacious and tenacious and all your proportion was all beautiful and all this all curly. It ain't that you were muscular and all these old things and you smelled good and all of that. It ain't about none of that with me. It's that I'm trying to take the least and make the least the greatest. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. I love the way God works against himself. Oh, God. It always comes out the winner. Ain't that something? It's like when he does it, it's a win-win situation. He promised this man, Abram, if he would just come out from his family, come out from his kindred, come out from his father's house, and come out from, oh, God, his old, you know, brothers, sisters, and all the old people. He said, I'm trying to show you something. A lot of times, you know, when we stuck at mama and daddy's house, we feel like that's an ark of safety. God. But God said, hold up. If that's just a resource, and I'm the source, what make you think the resource outdoes the source? Thank you, Jesus. Notice now it's a resource. Thank you, Jesus. So it's something that is in addition to what I'm doing to help you, thank you, God, to know that I am who I am and I am that I am. Because if I am tells you that I have a promise made for you, thank you, Jesus, then the promise has to come to pass. But God said the promise cannot come to pass until you step out of your complacent, oh, God, comfortable position. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody asked me Wednesday, oh, preacher, pastor, apostle, how in the world did your son, did your daughter, did your other son, how did they become so complacent? I said, well, you have to understand, a lot of times when you're brilliant, when you're smart, when you're intelligent, oh God, you get a little lazy, you get a little lackadaisy, and you feel like the world somewhat owes you something. But see, you know, and the main emphasis on what I'm trying to tell you is that when you're spoiled like they are, yes, God, when we're being spoiled by our parents, and when we're spoiled by aunts and uncles and grandmamas and granddaddy, oh God, we feel like they are the ones who's supposed to do what God, oh God, called us to do. But God said, no, hold up, you have to understand something. That's why it's important to understand understand what the word said. He said, train up a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he would not depart from him. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, let me tell you like this. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he said, train up a child in the way that he should go, not the way that you would go or have been going yourself. Oh, Jesus, especially if your way has been a crooked, perverse, oh, God, off-centered and off-said way. Thank you, Jesus. God is putting, oh, God, us in a mindset to let us know that your children are valuable to me, just as we are valuable to him. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why God won't allow Satan to come in and cause a discourse or disruption in our life to stop us from getting to the promise of God. See, oh, God, can I help you just a little bit, Father? Let's talk about this promise a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. He began to give Abram a promise, thank you, Jesus, not knowing that, oh, God, if he would have took the promise, oh, God, if he did, Jesus, then his name was going to be changed. Oh, Jesus. Oh, see, he told him what his name was going to be. He didn't tell him what his name was. Oh, Jesus, help me. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? See, when God gives us a promise, just like he did, oh, God, what's that boy named Jacob? Oh, God, he gave him a promise and told him, oh, Jesus, you have to understand, I want to bless you, but I can't bless you in the condition that you're in right now. Thank you, Jesus, because if you're blessed in the condition that you're in right now, then, Abram, you're going to give the stuff that I want to give you to your family members, to your kindred, to your daddy, to your mama, oh, God, to your wife, Jesus, to your girlfriend, whoever it is. You want to give that stuff to them, but I'm trying to bless you to be to have an ongoing blessing, a blessing of success, oh, God. I don't want to just give you just something for the moment. I want to give you something for the meantime and the meanwhile. Thank you, Jesus. I want to bless you so much so, thank you, Jesus, that every time you turn around, every time you look around, every time you get a word of any kind of revelation, every time you get some kind of report, that it's a blessing, oh, God, because when I bless, it's blessed. When I curse, it's cursed, thank you, Jesus, and that's why God sets us up so well, so prominently to be blessed, oh God, outstandingly, oh, God, miracle-tized, thank you, Jesus. He puts us in a place so wonderful, thank you, God, that when he changes our mind, he changes our heart, then he can change our name. Thank you, Jesus. And he couldn't change his name until he made a move. I like to say bust a move. Either way, he had to bust a move or make a move. Oh, God. So God saw the condition that Abram was in. His father was sick. Oh, God, Jesus. His nephew, which was Lot. His daddy was sick. There was a lot of things that were going on. Thank you, Jesus. And he had to tell him, look, it's something that I need to get for you, because if you stay here with your daddy, the daddy name, his name was Torah. Thank you, God. Torah means to wait. Torah means to hesitate. Torah means to be complacent. Torah means to be uncomfortable. Torah means to be oh, God, him, the Torah means to be, oh, God, in a backslidden type of situation. So he said, no, I got to get you away from Torah. Thank you, God. I got to bless you in a way. I got to make your mind change in a sense to know that it is me who is blessing you and not you yourself. See, you got to understand, Abram, their family was already blessed. Thank you, Jesus. But God didn't want him to depend on the old blessing. Oh, Jesus, he tried to, by showing him and telling him, there are some things that I have ahead of you, before you, thank you, God. But not only are the things are before you for you, but they're for the ones who I want to bless through you. Good God. Jesus, see, that's why it's so very important to know, oh, God, Jesus, which one of those men was your forefather? Was it Abram? Was it Abraham when he changed his name? Was it Jacob or was it Isaac? Thank you, God. They were all in the same bloodline, thank you, Jesus, but in a different radius of time. Thank you, God. A different dispensation of time. Oh, Jesus. And see, God has put us in a place where we have to know who it is, whose side that we're leaning on. Oh, God, are you leaning on the side of the Lord? Are you leaning on the side of Jesus? Are you leaning on the side of God? Are you leaning on the side of Satan? Are you leaning on the side of the devil? Thank you, God. Jesus, see, a lot of times God been blessed us so well, so beautifully, so wonderfully already with stuff. Jesus, then we think because we're so spoiled, we don't have to do nothing for the rest of the blessing. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, just like he told Job, I will begin to strip you and take some stuff
from you and make you see that I am, that I am, that I am your God, and I'm the only one that you can depend and rely on. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and help me, Holy Ghost. I've been there in that place in my heart and in my mind and my life and in my body and in my soul where God has given me so much stuff. Thank you, Jesus. And I thought I didn't need nobody. I got arrogant. Oh, Jesus, there it is. I got complacent. I got full of myself. Yeah, I got beside myself. But God said, hold up, son. What are you doing? Thank you, Jesus. I got to show you who I really am. Thank you, God. And it took the prayers of the righteous that avail it much to show God, to tell God to show me myself. Oh, God, because I dare show I'm going to do it myself. Thank you, Jesus. And I was like, God, what the world is going on? It seemed like everything that I have accomplished has fallen to the ground. It seemed like everything that I have mastered is not mastered me. My God, why is it that everything that I have seemed like it's turning into a curse instead of a blessing? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, then I reminded of my in my mind so many times. I put my mouth on the man of, and the woman of God. I put my mouth on my heart and set my thoughts on the ideas and my ideas on the man or woman of God that was evil or that was perplexed or that was dysfunctional in some kind of way. But God had to show me myself. He had to show me that I wasn't all that in a bag of chips. I wasn't even a potato in a potato field. Thank you, God. He had to show me that, God, Jesus, that boy, you the lowest man at the end of the totem pole. And you think that you got something because you got a little stuff, a little bit of stuff. You're, man, your little bit don't mean nothing to me. I'm just like Paul. Paul said, all that I have is done. All that I have accomplished and all that I have accumulated is ain't worth doo-doo. Thank you, Jesus. But I had to come to the cognitive understanding of that in my mind. Thank you, Jesus. All that I have ain't worth nothing. I came from the bottom and went straight to the top. But then I came all the way back down again. So God had to hold God, not flatline me out, but he had to almost level me out. Thank you, Jesus. And show me that I had to regrow, hold God, in the place where he's already taken me from. Thank you, Jesus, to get back to the place, thank you, Jesus, and to be there, oh God, in a humble place, a place of humility. And that's what's wrong with a lot of preachers and pastors and teachers and leaders, apostles and bishops, and oh God, elders and all of these men and women of such, thank you, Jesus, who think that they so much, oh God, or they get it like that. But God said, you better calm yourself down. Thank you, Jesus, because I, oh God, am the greater one. Thank you, Jesus. And if you, oh God, acknowledge me in all of your ways, I shall and will direct your path. Thank you, Jesus. And I have to be like Abram, oh God, when he turned to Abraham, I have to, oh God, acknowledge God in all of my ways, that he would change and direct my path. He told me the ones that I saw in Egypt, the ones who had me in bondage, the ones who used to be in my life, the ones who I had to drop off, the ones who I had to, oh God, allow to be my haters, oh God, Jesus, to be my elevator. I had to keep the people around but not in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I had to be the, let them be the ones who were the stepping stones for me. I had to let them be the ones who were the stools for me. Yeah, I had to let them be the ones who came and prepared the table for me. Yes, God, because they were my enemies and they had to do it for me. Oh, God, God said, but I'm going to let you eat in the presence of your enemies. Thank you, God. I'm going to show them, oh, God, who I really am. Thank you, Jesus. But because you changed your mind, because you changed your heart, because you changed your soul and your spirit, because you allowed me to come in and just take room and resonate down on the inside, and oh, God, Jesus, give you a new mandate and a new commission in your life. Thank you, Jesus, for you to wake up and come up out the dung, hit the dust. Oh, God, and shake yourself loose and let, oh God, the devil know that I am God's child, because I am a, oh God, a man, a woman of God, because I'm new in God, Jesus, because I'm new creature in God. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, because I'm a new creature in God. Whole things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Yes, and because they become new, I can see things newly. I can feel things newly. I can smell things newly. I can walk upright before God and fear his name. Oh God, well, who can stand in the presence of God? The Bible says, he that had clean hands, and a pure heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, that's the only way I'm going to be able to stand before God. My heart has to be pure. My mind has to be right. My conscience has to be together for God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, how in the world did I expect, or you expect, to get that man, that woman, oh, God, who you called, oh, God, and said it's going to be your wife, that said it's going to be your husband, and your mind is not even right for them. You've been hurt so much. You've been grieved so much. You've been set down and, oh, God, put down so much. You've been exacted and extracted of so much stuff. You've been rejected and dejected of so much love, so much joy, so much peace. Oh, God, from the last and previous relationship, so you can't even enjoy the one that you're in now. Oh, God, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus, but you call it a blessing, but every time you turn around, y'all fussing and arguing about something. God said, I ain't in that foolishness. He said, I'm not the art of confusion, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what God said. You need to come out from the old you. Oh, God, help me. And come into the new you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, what have I done wrong? Lord, what is the mess that I've made of myself? Lord, what is the thing that I'm going, God, walking backwards? See, I need a new mindset. I need a, oh, God, attitude adjustment. I need a, oh, God, a new watch over my lips, a new watch over my eyes, a new listening tool for my ear. Oh, God, because I understand Satan is trying to come in any way that he possibly can. Oh, Jesus, he's trying to drown me out over here, but I'm going to pop up over here because of life, oh, God, that you've given me. Oh, God, I got to let it shine. Thank you, Jesus. I got to let it shine because you told me to come out from among them and be ye separated. You told me to walk upright before you and through your name. That's the only way I'm going to get what you have given or, oh, God, have put forth for me to have. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I shall not be confused. I shall not be refused. I shall not deny the power thereof, because the power thereof is the thing that's keeping me alive. Thank you, Jesus. Also, every time I get up in the morning, when I'm going through the day, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I'm saying, God, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Every time I think about the promise that you've made for me, that you told me that I'm going to be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you told me to be still and see the salvation of God. Know that you are working on my behalf and in my favor. Know that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can actually think, because the power that you've given me is working down on the inside. And every time I turn around, my blessings are coming left and right. Every time I look around, I thank you, God, because you're just blessing me. Oh, God, I'm blessed on the left. I'm blessed on the right. I'm blessed in the front. I'm blessed in the back. I'm blessed under me and over me. I'm blessed down on the inside. So therefore, I have the authority. I can call forth whatever it is, Jesus, that God has put in my heart and my spirit to do. God, I have the dominion. I got my life back. I got my mind back. So sometimes sometimes we get so above or beside ourselves. Oh, God, Jesus, we lose ourselves a little bit. Thank you, God. You know how people tell me, you were silly yourself. You was in your silly. Yeah. Sometimes we be in our feelings and outside of our feelings, and we don't even know it, because the devil is trying to come and blind and block and stop the things of God. Oh, God, help me. Let me deal with that just a second, y'all. Oh, God, I know I'm excited right now. I'm excited. You got to understand. See, oh, God, when God makes a promise to you, and like he makes to me, like said Jesus, oh, God, Satan can't do anything about the promise. He can only stop the promise. See, oh, God, help me. I wish that you understand it. He can't do anything about the blessing of God. Oh, God, he can't stop that, but he can't stop you. Oh, Jesus, and if he can stop you or me from believing that God has already dropped or given the promise, thank you, God, then he can stop us from receiving the promise. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, he distorts our vision. He distorts our mindset. He messes with our money. He messes with the people, oh, God, on our job, messes with us concerning the people on our job. He stops and does stuff, oh, God, to our children while they're in school. Oh, God, but God said, no, no, no. If you call my name, thank you, Jesus. If you just give me the thanks, thank you, Jesus. If you just bless me today, thank you, Jesus. If you wake up saying, thank you, Jesus. If you walk to the restroom saying, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I don't know why I'm thanking you like this, but I thank you anyway. Thank you, God. I don't know what it is getting ready to come down the pipeline, but I know that whatever it is, Satan can't stop it, because he can't stop me and he can't hinder me. Yes, Lord, because I'm going to shout till I can't shout no more. I'm going to dance till I can't dance no more. I'm a singer to the glory and honor of God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I turn around, I know that you're going to bless me. I know that you've been blessing me. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God, if it was nothing else for in my life or in this world, all I can say is thank you, Jesus, just for you waking me up today. I just want to say thank you. Just for you allowing me to go to the, oh, God, Jesus, kitchen, just to get me a cup of water. I just want to say thank you. Oh, God, I ain't got to have nobody to dress me, to undress me. I ain't got to have nobody to wash me. Oh, God, to cleanse me. Oh, God, I ain't got to have nobody to, oh, God, to tie my shoes up and all that old stuff. But God has given me the ability, the capability, the ability to, oh, God, do these things for myself. Yes, God, and he wants Satan to know, you ain't stopped nothing and you ain't blocked nothing. Yes, Lord, because the promises of God are yay and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our God, and I shall not be defeated, because the greatest power lets us know that we shall not be defeated, nor shall we we be denied. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he said, I am the Lord, oh, God, and I shall deliver you. Oh, God, many of the afflictions of the righteous, and I shall and will deliver them out of them all. Thank you, Jesus. And because the God is standing on our side, and because we are abiding in him and he's abiding in us, and because we trust in God with all our heart and lean not toward our own understanding, and because, oh, God, our minds are standing on God, and we're kept in perfect peace because we trust him, and because, oh, God, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, because our mind is stayed on Jesus, then we shout the victory. We shout the glory. Hey, glory to God. We shout the Moshiach. We shout the majesty to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, it doesn't matter how dim or dark it looks. It has to be dark before it get dim in a way. I mean, before it get light in a way. Because the faith without, oh, my, shout the Moshiach, without worship is dead. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, but when doubt is in the way, worry is in the way, fear is in the way, faith, oh, God, backs up all the way out the way. So you got to override these things with faith. Oh, God, fear, faith, give us shut the Lord's fear. Thank you, Jesus. Fear over the Lamokodia, shut the Lord's fear. Thank you, the Lord, hands over the Lamokodia, shut the Lord's fear. Has no place where faith is. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I will not dwell, oh, God, where any unclean spirit is. So you got to clean house sometimes. You got to purge yourself. You got to ask God to come in and create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit down on the inside. When that stubborn spirit want to come, when that hard-headed spirit want to come, when that lazy spirit want to come, when that trifling spirit want to come, say to the Lord, rebuke you. Trifling spirit, the Lord rebuke you. Laziness, the Lord rebuke you. Slothfulness, the Lord rebuke you. I got the blood of Jesus on my side when Satan tries to ride. I bind and rebuke every demonic force. I renounce and denounce every curse, hex, spell, and demonic, oh God, principality over my life and in my children's life. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. Get up out of here, sickness. Get up out of here, dis-ease. Get up out of here, discomfort. Get up out of here, cancer. Get up out of here, oh my shato, illness and infirmities of all kinds. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. Loose your nasty hole. I am, oh my Hashiach, the child of God. I am the righteousness of God. Thank you, Jesus. So you have to declare and decree these things. That's what Abraham had to do when he, what Abraham had to do when he changed his name to Abraham. That's what Moses had to do when God came and talked to him from that bush. You got to get your mind right. You got to get yourself together. You got to let the devil know you don't have any power, any authority, or any reason or right to be around me or my family. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for you all who have husbands and wives, thank you, Jesus. You need to pray. Hey, glory to God. Lord, bring them back to their self. Bless their minds and bless their hearts. Help them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, I call my man of God forward. I call my woman of God forward in the name of Christ Jesus. You got to decree and declare. God has given you the power, Jesus, to overcome every obstacle and every demonic force in the name of Jesus. So God said, come out from among them and come on into me. Watch me bless you. Watch me help you. Watch me take care of you. Watch me to the OCI. Watch you and purge you and satisfy your good heart, your heart with good things. Watch me do the miracles untold that you've never heard of before in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And I appreciate God, huh, for this moment, this time, this opportunity to talk to you. Oh, God, and explain some things that God is doing in the earth right now for us as his people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, God said, I am with you, and I shall never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I pray that you all are blessed until we talk and meet again. God bless you. Be encouraged, and I love you, and I'm praying your strength in, up, and from the Lord. God bless.